Rory, many congratulations. That's a tough opponent that you put away. It's one of the oldest cliches to say there are no easy matches, but that wasn't going to be easy, was it?
No, that was definitely not going to be easy, especially seeing the way Moon had played over the past couple of days. You know, he's beat some great players here. Poulter, who's a past champion here, and Charles, who's obviously the Masters champion. So I knew I needed to go out there and play well. And, you know, fortunately, I played my best golf of the week and made 6 birdies and did enough to beat him. So, you know, obviously very happy I'm through to tomorrow.
We talked about the curve being on that upward cycle, and it continues to be so, as you say, 6 birdies today, and you just look very, very solid.
Yeah, very solid. You know, I didn't do anything spectacular, but, I did what I needed to do, and that's all you need to do in match play. It doesn't matter if you win by 6 and 5 or 1 up, you're still going through. And, I did what I needed to do. I played the par 5s better. You know, I made 3 birdies at those holes, which definitely helped. And, I know I'll need to play as good or if not better tomorrow to beat Lee.
Yeah, talk a little bit about that semi-final against Lee. I mean, it really is an enticing prospect.
Yeah, it is. You know, there's a lot on the line for both of us. You know, Lee's trying to get back to world number one. I'm trying to get the world number one for the first time. So, I don't think we can think about that. We just need to try and think about beating each other. And I'm looking forward to it. It'll be a great match.
In terms of the personalities, you know, you know Lee very, very well. You've had your Twitter banter moments and that kind of thing. I mean, does any of that come into it, or is it just two world class golfers going head to head?
I think it's the latter. You know, it's just, you know, two players at the top of the game that are playing. You know, I mean, Lee looks like he's playing very well at the minute. I feel like I'm close to that. So, you know, it's two players at the top of golf at the minute that are going head to head, and you know, I think everyone's excited about that.
Is that the match that you wanted?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I wanted to win today, but you know, I wanted Lee to get through as well. So I said to him walking out of the locker room this morning, I said, "See you on the first tee tomorrow." So we both had a little laugh at that.
Well, 24 hours from now, when we're speaking, you could be the youngest world number one and WGC winner. Does that creep into your head? What does that do to your emotions?
To be honest, not that, you know. You could be the youngest to do, you know, I've been the youngest to do quite a lot of things, but...
world number one
yeah,
is...
world number one. It doesn't matter what age you are. If you achieve, you know, the title of world number one, it doesn't matter if you did it at 22 or 42. It's still the same. So, you know, it would obviously be a very nice achievement. And, but again, you know, I can't... Obviously, I'll think about it a little bit, but I can't think about it that much. I just got to think about beating Lee tomorrow.
Lovely. Thanks very much indeed.
Thank you.
Thanks Rory. Cheers.